From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Antonio Delgado won the Democratic congressional primary in New York's 19th district June 26. He and his opponent in November, John Faso, both released statements after the results were announced. Delgado said in part, and I quote, "We have taken the first step toward restoring dignity and integrity to our representation in New York 19. The people have spoken loudly and clearly. More than ideology, more than identity, more than class or background, we can all stand tall behind unifying principles that our country was founded upon: freedom, justice, equality, and opportunity for all." Faso quickly went on the attack, writing in part, and I quote, "Delgado will cast his first general election vote for Congress in our district after just moving here from New Jersey. He will soon learn, as the last two Democratic candidates for Congress before him, that our neighbors do not look kindly upon candidates who have just moved into our district and presume to represent us," end quote. The Mid-Hudson News Network reports that after House Republicans, including Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, voted last week to pass a farm bill that cuts food stamp benefits, the Senate is taking up their own version of the bill this week. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand has offered an amendment to the bill for a new grant program investing in efforts to launch local companies and create new jobs. Gillibrand said, and I quote, "It would promote investment in our rural communities. It would make it much easier for entrepreneurs in our rural areas to get the capital that they need to start up and grow, and it would finally stop the trend of jobs leaving rural New York," end quote. The House barely passed the farm bill last week, 213 to 211. The Senate is expected to vote on their version this week before July 4th holiday. And you can read the full story at Mid-Hudson News Network. Guardian reports that New York and 16 other states filed suit June 26 against the Trump administration to make federal officials reunite migrant families separated at the border. Attorney General Underwood said in a press release June 26, and I quote, "Keeping children separated from their parents is inhumane, unconscionable, and illegal, and we're filing suit to stop it. By tearing children away from their parents and sending them hundreds of miles away, the Trump administration has already caused unfathomable trauma to these children while undermining New York's fundamental interest in protecting their health, safety, and well-being. This is not who we are as a country, the Constitution, and our rights," end quote. Politico reports that New York currently holds at least 321 migrants at 11 agencies around the state. The Department of Homeland Security said in a statement released over the weekend, and I quote, "The United States government knows the location of all children in its custody and is working to reunite them with their families," end quote. But many other reports dispute that claim. Ryan Santisteban reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal that Saturday, June 30th, there will be protests around the Hudson Valley and the entire country against the government separating migrant families from their children. There will be Families Belong Together events in Beacon, Rhinebeck, New Platts, Kingston, and Woodstock on June 30th. An event was originally scheduled for Hudson, but has since been canceled. There are 600 marches planned across the country. The Rhinebeck rally at noon is at the Episcopal Church of the Messiah. In Beacon, the event is at 2 p.m. at Pole Hill Park, hosted by the Southern Dutchess Resist. The New Platts rally begins at 12:30 p.m. in front of Elting Library. In Woodstock, a rally will be held at 10 a.m. at Andy Lee Field, with attendees then marching through the town to Commieu Field with a rally there with musicians and speakers. The Kingston rally meets at 1 p.m. at City Hall and then marches to George Washington Elementary School. The president signed an executive order last week that was said to have reunited families, but there is little evidence that the family reunions are taking place or the policy has changed. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org.